the WIP Afternoon Show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Thank you to Brian Mitchell for coming on, talking about Jahan Dotson. Obviously, he has better information on it than we do. If you'd like to hear the interview with Brian Mitchell, you can use the Odyssey app and just use the rewind function within 24 hours. Or subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcast, WIP Afternoon Show. You can get the whole show in podcast form. Mm-hmm. We like when you listen live, but if you miss it, if you have to have one of those days, that's fine too. We have the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report coming up in moments as the Phils win last night. We are talking about the Eagles and what is more likely. ESPN had an article today talking about team ceiling and team's floor. Ceiling for the Eagles, 13-4, floor 8-9. Both Jack and Ike say it is more likely they are 13-4 than 8-9. I say 8-9. What say you? 215-592-9494. Chuck in Mount Airy. You're on WIP. What up, Chuck?
Yeah, what up, fellas? What's going on?
Chuck, what's up, brother?
Hey, what's up, buddy? Hey, listen, I had to call today. I had to call and welcome Charles Fritz. Charles Fritz to the
Dude, Chuck Fritz ain't a bad name.
No.
Chuck Fritz.
The problem is there's a guy named Chuck Fritz, also from Westchester, who was the legend in the Westchester Adult League, who everyone assumed is my dad because I'm also a legend in the Westchester Adult League.
Oh.
Not related.
So we can't do it because everyone will just assume that he's related to the other Fritz.
Yeah, that's my son.
Okay.
You can do it, man. I'm imagining a pitcher being Chuck Fritz. Oh, my God.
It does sound like a winner. You're right.
What? 105 miles an hour. Got all the stuff. I'm talking about sliders, fastballs, curveballs, everything. Chuck Fritz through the mouth. That's mean right there, I'm telling you. I'm just saying, Jack. That just talk to Jill.
Chuck Justin from Tennessee Fritz. I can see it now.
Chuck Hawktua Fritz.
Yeah,
Chuck Fritz. That's mean right there. Hey, listen. Spike, you're crazy. What are you talking about, man? What are you talking about, 8-9?
I'm saying I think it's more likely than 13-4. I'm not saying that I think they'll be 8-9, but I do think it's more likely they're 8-9 than 13-4. 13-4 is elite team territory, and it is very hard to be an elite team in the NFL without a good defense. We had one out of the four teams in the conference championships last year that did not have an elite defense. That was the Lions. So I suppose it's possible, but to say that it's more likely, I don't think it is.
The offense is going to be so dynamic, the defense has got to be good. Just average.
Well, you know what I mean? Good or average? So if they're the 18th best defense in the NFL, do you think that's good enough?
That's good enough to get it done. Absolutely. Mm. 18, but they're going to be top. They're going to be top 12, 10 finish defense. That's all you really need to get it done. I'm trying to tell you, this offense is going to be dynamic, man. Kellen Moore got something baking right now, and he's going to be something enjoyable to watch. Come Sunday, you guys just watch and see. I'm trying to tell you. Hey, Spike, I heard what you said about me yesterday, too, man, about me needing to card it and all that going on.
That was just friendly jab-in-the-ribs type stuff.
Yeah, I know. Listen, you ain't got to tell me that. I know that. Listen, but I mean, listen, I ain't never been, you know, carded wherever I went to parents. When I went to parents, I always had a good job. And, you know, I mean, Ike, listen, you're going to love it.
I went over there. I did go.
Oh, you went to the cigar bar?
I stopped in.
There you go.
I stopped in at Chuck's recommendation and actually threw your name out there. Chuck said, Chuck recommended me to come over here, so I had to come in here, check it out. I'm coming back.
Kiss my ass. That's a beautiful spot. Hey, listen, though, but Brian Mitchell, man, Steve Mitch is my favorite guy, man. Even though he's with the Redskins or the Commanders, I'm sorry, mm-hmm. right now. Steve Mitch was one of my favorite guys, man. Wonder why, Spike? Because he ain't too tall either.
He's but not. That is a good point. Yep.
Yeah, but he had your ass looking up at the ceiling. Keep messing with, you know what I mean?
You sure will. Height, you know that's mean? A foxhole yeah. guy right there. Yeah, that's a guy I'm taking in the alley with me right there, man. B. Mitch.
You know, that guy right there.
Yeah.
I need him on my team, man. He's one of the toughest dudes to ever play football.
No doubt.
He need to get in that Hall of Fame ASAP. Hey,
yep.
Listen, shout out to my dude Yoshi. Let Yoshi in there, man. If y'all don't stop playing my guy, my boy in there, man. Seriously, man. Yoshi gonna come down. Me and Yoshi gonna come down anyway, man. We gonna come down to the house in there. You try to keep us out of there. We coming down there, man. Just go ahead and just shoot the stuff down there. Just talk to everybody, man. Seriously, man. Break the door down. Me and Yoshi
I did something
place,
for
man.
Some reason. I do. I had you in mind when I was saying that too.
Me and Yoshi and Rio's coming down. Y'all can't keep us out. You know
nope.
what I mean? Now, you know we don't bring nobody, but it's gonna be us three down.
Well, y'all three is enough. Yeah, you don't need to bring anybody.
Hey, Hey, y'all, man, y'all have a good one, man. Peace. Hey, Spike.
Yeah.
Got all your fingers?
Gonna lock that
That's
door
his jam
chickies.
On the way
yeah,
out.
That's good. Yeah, it's all good.
I
it's
love
all
the way
good.
You two guys are bonding.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's good. All right, Chuck.
That's a rivalry right there. All That's right. a new rivalry right there in Philadelphia. Spike Eskin and Chuck from out there.
I like it.
All right, Chuck. All right, man. All right, brother. You know, he
as long as we can smile out there, it's a good thing.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. He was like, he's already hinting at it with the with the B. Mitch stuff.
Yes.
He's like,
He's also a short guy.
You know, I know B. Mitch, and you ain't no B. Mitch, Chuck.
I caught that.
Yeah, I caught it. Yes. Too. Yeah, I caught it. Too. Let's talk a little baseball.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Here's Jackie Baseball.
Oh, Phils are back, and all of a sudden they're not leading every show on WIP. Unbelievable. Classic.
Look, you are thrilled that we didn't lead the show with Phils today. You are thrilled.
I did need it. I did need it.
I know I'm not allowed to talk about the meeting, but I started talking about the things I noticed from the game, and I could just see from last night, I could see Jack going, shut up.
No, it was good observations. We'll get to that after the Jackie Baseball Report.
Oh, okay.
I will say my favorite stat about this Phillies team, and I guess this is a Fransky bit that I didn't know about. Last night was their first pinch hit RBI on American soil.
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't even know that either.
It's August 21st.
Yeah.
Yes. So it was the only...
We got two. That's all we got is two RBIs all year from the pinch hitters.
And one was in London.
Yeah. Incredible. It's absolutely incredible.
It's almost impossible.
I would have never guessed that, yeah.
And I would have bet every dollar I had last night. Now, I don't do the as much betting as you guys do.
Yeah, we pulled out all the stops last
night. But Marsh hitting a sac fly, I was like, oh, he's going to strike out. We all know he's going to strike out. Yep. I did not have any faith in that last night.
No, I was saying to myself, I think I trust Johan Rojas more in this spot.
I'm about Johan, man.
I know.
He's roping the ball, man. He's hitting it hard.
He's doing something. He said, I don't need to be bunting out here, man. What am I bunting for?
I'm here to launch.
Yeah.
Bunting, schmunting.
He's going to be up second and third, two outs, bottom of the seventh, and game we're down one run. This guy's going to pop it up in the infield with the swing. He's trying to hit the ball 500 feet. I know it. I know that's how this ends.
Well, my favorite player, that's the J-Roll swing.
Yes, yes. That's exactly it.
J-Roll swing.
Yeah. So we mentioned it a little bit, but Arcia, you know, staring down all the Phillies.
A
cute moment. It was a good job by him.
Phillies got to plunk somebody after that. You can't allow that, man.
Yeah,
you can't.
If they rolled over and died and they lost like 2-0 after that, I would have been furious.
Yeah. So I got a couple thoughts on this. Part of me, I like that Arcia did it.
I liked it too.
Because it's okay.
Hopefully it gave him a little spark.
Yeah, I kind of like that he did it. Like, okay, piss him off. Yeah, that's what I wanted. I'm like, that's the third time I've used that word. I got to cut that out.
What?
Never mind.
Okay.
Well, right. The pee off.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying. It's self-scouting.
Yes.
You know, you're a family man.
Yeah. Off is okay. On is bad.
Yeah. Ooh, that boy almost got a 10-incher.
There are certain rules. That's the,
Either way, thought it was good. I wanted it to make Bryce mad. Didn't really work out for me that way, but that's what I wanted. And to Spike's point, I was expecting somebody, some type of retaliation. Give me something.
Give me a bow tie.
Yeah, give me something. And my other thought was, for those of you that think this Atlanta Braves-Phillies rivalry is so intense, I mean, would that not have elicited some sort of reaction?
Well, okay, so I have two.
If it was a top rivalry here?
So I have two thoughts on it.
Okay.
First, when I saw him doing it, to me, it looked like evidence of the rivalry.
I'm with you.
There's a guy who cares.
Well, there's a little something there. Okay, yes.
I know I should be less disappointed in this. You have to hit the next guy.
What if they didn't see it?
Or... Shut up.
Who didn't see it?
What, they didn't see it?
You have to do something. You have to. You can't.
I'll tell you what.
Let that guy show up, the pitcher and the best player, or whoever he was staring at.
Yeah, he was staring at both of them. Who knows?
The only excuse I could make was, all right, maybe Nola thought he was staring at him, and Nola didn't want to make it all about him. And, you know, maybe if he thought he was staring at Bryce, he does it, whatever. But when they go back in the dugout, someone's got to go up to him and say, hey, when you go back out there, somebody's got to be on the ground after you throw the pitch. Come on.
As I'm saying, I guarantee you, by the time he had his next at bat, they all knew what had happened.
Yeah. Show a little fight, man.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
Yeah.
Thank God they won. Yeah. Well, maybe tonight. Maybe tonight Sanchi will get in there.
All right.
I would love it.
Yes.
I would love it. A nice little benches clearing brawl.
Yes.
I also.
Unite the team.
We don't really have any fighters on this team.
We're lovers.
But just seeing them all huddle up at home plate, both teams.
Yes.
As baseball players like to do. Nobody's fighting. You know. They all like to run out there, though, to the home plate.
Yeah, we'll wait.
At least get the bullpen guys
That's
out.
What I was going to say. We'll wait 10 minutes for Strom to get
That's
there.
That's my favorite part is the bullpen guys running in from the outside.
Yeah, but you know they're like, oh, all right.
Yeah. And while they're running, they're like, oh, this is farther than I remember. By the time I get there, they're probably not going to be fighting.
Tired.
Yeah. Do we need to... Well, we're never going to get there in time.
Who's the guy who doesn't lead a bullpen who stays?
Oh.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Well, no, he wouldn't be allowed back in the clubhouse.
Oh, yeah, you have to. You have to put on a
you
show.
You have to go out there even if you're not going to do
anything. It's like you're talking about the crosswalk, the little hustle.
Yes.
That's what we need out of the bullpen.
You need the crosswalk jog. Oh, I'm aware. I'm getting there.
I'll be there.
But I did like how, I know they said, they talked after the game. I did like how Rob Thompson talked after the game. He said this.
Looked like Garcia stared at Bryce after he hit that home run running first.
I heard about that. Yeah, that's gamesmanship. We won.
Yeah.
We won.
Yeah, but come on. For Thompson, that's a little bit of an edge.
Can you really scoreboard when they've beaten you 5 out of 8 times?
But they're 7 games up in the division.
You win 3-2.
They're 7 games up.
I don't know if we can scoreboard it.
And they beat him in the postseason last 2 years.
Somebody's got to have some guts in there and hit somebody. I'm sorry.
Here we go.
Philly
radio host begs for a plunking.
It would have gone a long way to YouTube's point of the whole rivalry thing.
Yes.
And how intense it is.
Yes. You know what? I don't question the rivalry. I question the intensity of the
Philadelphia
Phillies.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Yeah, we know it's a rivalry there. Yeah, but how intense is it?
Yeah, I question the intensity of this team. How bad do you want it?
Well, I was in a dark place after it because I thought they were going to lose.
Yep.
And I was saying the same thing.
Okay. But, and now you're laughing at me, of course. But yesterday.
I wanted someone to plunk with someone
okay,
too. Relax.
Right. Well, tell me to relax.
You need to relax. You're always on edge whenever we talk baseball.
It's because you're always in there judging me.
Yes. Of course I am. I look at everyone disapprovingly, but it's okay. You did good.
Okay.
I'll pat you on the head.
All right. Thank you.
We'll get to some other things in the Jackie Baseball report here in 1 second. But I got to tell you about my friends at National Appliance Warehouse down in tax-free Wilmington and Middletown, Delaware. You already know that they have the lowest prices. You already know about Price Assure, the software that they have, the technology that they have that instantly updates price tags all around the store. But on top of all that, the Labor Day mega sale is going on right now at National Appliance Warehouse, and they have massive leveraging power. It's part of the National Appliance Warehouse difference, so they're always getting the best products. From sub-zero to budget, you're going to get the best stuff at National Appliance Warehouse, 15,000 square foot showroom. Get down there today and experience it for yourself. But on top of all that, low prices, great sales events, tax-free Delaware, all of that, you are also going to walk in and feel like you're a part of the National Appliance Warehouse family. It's what sets them apart. All the employees there, very, very passionate about their job, and it really, really shows. So get down to National Appliance Warehouse and experience that for yourself. Go to nationalappliancewarehouse.com or visit their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. And as always,
say it.
Tell him Fritz sent you.
There you go.
Now, how Bryce responded, I think, is funny. He tried to play off like he wasn't mad. Does it sound like a guy that definitely wasn't mad?
I already did it.
So he said I already did it.
I don't care. He cared
100%
of course he cared. Well, he cares more than he has got a hit in 3 games.
Yes. Well, and
that's why he couldn't even get it all involved. And he's like, I'm worried about getting a damn hit.
And he just missed a home run in like the 7th. You knew what he was thinking about.
He's swinging. That's what I've seen a little bit. There was a So in this Bryce slump, which has been, what, about a month now or so, mm-hmm. there was a hot week in there. And in that hot week, it seemed like he had simplified his swing a little bit, was not swinging quite as hard, and was hitting some singles and doubles or whatever. And I feel like he is back to swinging as hard as he can. You see those... The sign that Bryce is swinging hard all the time is when he gets those hard ground balls to the right side of the field. And I feel like there's been a lot of those lately, and he's swinging really hard again. It almost seems like the more he struggles, the more he tries to do that. And mm-hmm. I wish he'd go back to that. Maybe it's not a different approach. Maybe it's just the results were better, but it seemed like his approach was a little bit different a couple weeks ago. That's all. While he was hitting the ball well.
Yep. And then final thing here, I think we got to give Rob Thompson some credit for last night.
Yes.
Listen, I thought he had a great game. So, pulled Nola at the right spot.
Yep.
You know, Jeff Hoffman came in, obviously did his job. He left Weston Wilson in against a righty, and he talked last night like Weston Wilson might start tonight. He brought Brandon Marsh and Stott off the bench where Sosa and Rojas already had hits. I think that was a little bit stonesy. He treated last night like a really, really important game, and hopefully we see that to try to pull this team out of this.
Well, the other thing that happened is Hoffman was effective, Strom was effective, Estevez was lucky. I think the one interesting thing, the last two Nola starts. So Nola no runs the last start against the Nats or the Marlins, whoever it was.
Nats.
And then two runs this start. So two runs and two starts, but has had 19 base runners.
Yeah.
I don't think he's had a clean inning in either game. It's sort of hard to figure out how he's throwing right now because there's a walk or a hit every single inning. It seems like he's always pitching out of trouble, but we also haven't seen the crooked innings from the other teams like we've seen, you know, when he is struggling. So maybe he's working his way out of it. It's just been interesting him the last couple of games.
The one good thing is I think in those two games only one home run.
Yes, is the one we saw last night.
Yeah, so that's a good thing. Last night he had some decent hits. Not, I won't say he got hit hard last night, but I thought that in that Nationals outing, there were some bleeders that got through there. There weren't
sure.
necessarily crushed balls. But to your point, he's still laboring just about every inning that he's out there.
We threw 100 pitches in 5 1/3
yes.
or whatever it was last
yeah.
night.
And it was 111 last outing.
Yep. Jack, and something else I noticed, I'm curious your thoughts on it. We had... so. Trey hit a ball that was a double play, you know, a week and a half. It was the Marlins game. The Marlins loss, I think it was.
No, it was the Diamondbacks game.
Yeah. And he obviously did not run hard to first, got doubled up, whatever. Last night again, and it looked like he was running, but he hit another ground ball to third with a guy on first and got doubled up. He's the fastest guy on the team. Mm-hmm. I don't know how that guy's ever getting doubled up. They ended up doing, that was the one where they had the instant replay on. Do you think his speed is just not what it was post-injury, or what's going on there?
I don't know, because he did have his, like last week, I forget which game it was, he had his eighth highest sprint speed of the year.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
what?
So his eighth highest sprint speed. Come on, man. Just how fast he's... They calculate how fast he's running first base. And
these guys don't have anything else to do but just count everything. Bat speed, sprint speed.
Exit velocity.
It used to be pitching is the only thing we worried about with speed. Now we're talking about velo and exit velocity and everything else.
All we care is how many booms would you give
it? His hamstring right now?
Yeah.
To give it like two booms.
Two booms?
Yeah, no, not five booms.
Okay. He's not bringing the boom, or he is bringing the boom.
I think it might... Was it Ruben who did color last night? Who did the color last night?
Yeah, it was Ruben.
It was Ruben?
Yes.
It might have been Ruben that, I don't know if he said it last night or he said it the day before, that it didn't look like Trey gets out of the box fast.
Mm.
It's almost like his speed has to build up.
Could see that.
So he's not, you know, you get that quick burst out of the box. And that may be where he pulled his hamstring is the quick reaction out of the box.
Right.
And he's trying to sort of ease his way
out
of the box. But build the speed up as he gets down. Because that ball went around the horn. There's no way you can double up Trey Turner going from
third
to
second
to first. There's no way that happens.
And it's the second time in 2 weeks.
I think he's only had one stolen base in the last 2 weeks.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Yeah. I guess he's not. He should have stolen more bases last year, too. But
he's been overly cautious.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I hope it's overly cautious and not... I hope he hasn't lost speed, or I hope whatever it is a conscious decision to do it as opposed to something physical that is preventing him from doing it. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, the official sponsor of the WIP Afternoon Show. Fantasy Football League. Shop the home team at Mark's Jewelers, marks-jewelers.com. What is more likely for the Eagles this season, 13-4 or 8-9? 81% say 13-4.
Damn
19%
right.
say 8-9. So for them to have a 13-4 season, does Jalen Hurts need to be elite, or can he be more of a game manager? We will talk about that next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.